Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into Compliance Chats, a podcast series intended to keep faculty and staff up to date on various compliance matters. My name is Omar Andujar, and I'm joined by Kim Ferney, Interim Chief Compliance Officer and Ethics Liaison with the Office of University Compliance. Kim, thanks for taking time to join us today. Let's go ahead and dive into today's topic, which will focus on the role and scope of the Office of University Compliance. So first, let's start by covering some important context. Earlier this year, the Office of Audit, Compliance, and Ethics, OACE, was reorganized into four separate offices. Kim, can you explain?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. So yes, the Office of Audit, Compliance, and Ethics no longer exists. We have four new offices, and these offices all have very specific responsibilities, but they also work very closely together. So I think this structure actually is very helpful for our faculty and staff. So we have the Office of Audit and Management Advisory Services, headed up by Cheryl Chiaputi. And this is your traditional audit function. At the university, they have had responsibility at all campuses for a number of years, so not much has changed with that office. We also have two new embedded compliance areas, which is offices that have specific day-to-day responsibilities for what are some high-risk compliance areas. So the first is the Office of Privacy Protection and Management, which is headed up by Rachel Rudnick. That's a new office, and they have responsibilities in terms of privacy. So protecting information, educating folks, there's a lot of different privacy responsibilities. It's a very big area, and it's kind of really exploded almost in the last couple years. So they have responsibilities related to that, data breaches, you know, HIPAA compliance, FERPA, all of that. Then we also have the Office of Healthcare and Regulatory Compliance, which is headed up by Deb Abramaitis. And that area really is focused on the risks associated with the clinical environment, with the hospital at the university. So their responsibilities focus on, you know, billing, all the different areas that fall under clinical compliance. They also have responsibilities related to regulatory compliance. So in a hospital environment, there's lots of different regulators that have requirements that they come in, make sure you're meeting those requirements. So they do a great job of kind of helping to organize everything and helping with the connection between the regulators and the university. And then we have the Office of University Compliance, which is our office, which is really focused on kind of the big picture, overarching umbrella compliance program for the institution. We are required to have a compliance program based upon the federal sentencing guidelines. And they have a section in the guidelines that talks about an effective compliance program. And there's different elements in there that include having an anonymous report line, making sure you have training, making sure you have policies, making sure that you're monitoring compliance. And those are really the focus areas of what we do. And we have responsibilities at all campuses, so including UConn Health, all of our regionals. And it's really trying to help bridge that and bring everyone together so that we have a strong, cohesive approach to compliance.
Kim, you've provided our audience with a great overview, and I was wondering if maybe you can continue and talk a little bit about the overall objectives of your office.
Sure. So I think the most important objective, or what's most important for those of us who work in the office, is promoting a university-wide culture of compliance and ethics. It's very important to us to be seen as a tool in the toolbox for our employees, for our faculty and staff. Our job is to help promote doing the right thing, making sure that people have the proper training so that they can recognize situations that could be problematic, ask questions. We also help to ensure coordination and consistency among different compliance units across the university. We have so many different rules that we need to follow, so many different regulations, laws, policies, and we have a lot of areas that are have very specific responsibilities, and pretty much almost any unit has a compliance aspect to it. Human resources has a large compliance responsibility. We have the Office of Institutional Equity. We have research compliance. We have so many different units across the institution, and we want to make sure and have consistency where we can have consistency, get rid of any duplication of efforts so that our faculty and staff can be the most successful they can be and fulfilling the mission of the institution. So that really is what I would say is our most important objective. Obviously, we manage the anonymous report line, as I mentioned. We do a lot of education. We really push that, making sure that it's palatable to our faculty and staff, and really changing it from, what's seen as a tedious exercise as something that can be very helpful and, dare I say, fun.
Great, great. And Kim, I also understand that you are the ethics liaison at all campuses, including UConn Health. Can you explain that role to our audience? What exactly is an ethics liaison?
Sure. So it's actually a very specific designation. And having the word ethics in it can cause confusion for our faculty and staff. So I'm glad I get a chance to talk about this. So as state employees, we are bound by a state law called the State Code of Ethics for Public Officials. And that law has been in place since the mid-70s, actually. It actually was passed after Watergate. And the main point of that law is making sure that as state employees, we are not using our position or authority for personal financial benefit. So for ourselves, for family members, or businesses that we may be associated with. So it really is about conflicts of interest, avoiding them, not impairing our independence of judgment related to our responsibilities at the institution. With that law, there is an office in Hartford that has responsibility for interpreting and enforcing the law, and it's the Office of State Ethics. The Office of State Ethics has a lot of requirements that they have put out and previous governors have put out related to the Code of Ethics. And one of those requirements is that each state agency have an ethics liaison. And that role is really responsible for sharing information related to the Code of Ethics with its employees, making sure that we're helping to answer questions. The Code of Ethics can be confusing, so we help provide guidance. It's really an advisory role. So for example, we put out information related to accepting gifts. What can you accept? What can't you accept? What kind of outside employment can you have that's not a conflict of interest with your state responsibilities? So I like to think of it more as helping people manage conflicts of interest, and not really, it's not really something that's related to ethics or morality, which I think is where some folks get confused. And I completely understand that. So that role really in a nutshell is helping people to navigate the requirements of the State Code of Ethics.
Great. So as you know, we have a broad and widely diverse audience ranging from new to more seasoned employees, individuals in different functional areas, and those with varying degrees of involvement in compliance matters. What are two or three key takeaways regarding compliance that you would like to emphasize for our listeners today?
So I think the first one that comes to mind is don't be afraid of compliance. There are a lot of people that have the knowledge and expertise in the different rules that we need to comply with. So I think not being afraid of compliance and not being afraid to ask questions, that's what we're here for. And if we can't answer your question, we'll find the right place to direct you for guidance. It's always best to ask questions first before you do anything that may, put yourself at risk or the institution at risk. I think also, you know, making sure you're familiar with policies, making sure you do your training. You know, it really is, you know, I know there are a lot of different compliance trainings, but there's a reason that we have them. And taking advantage of that in the offices that exist to help support compliance. And really, you know, kind of remembering that compliance flows into making sure that we're doing the best we can for the institution as a whole. The University of Connecticut has great things that it does. You know, we have so many different pieces of our institution. You know, we work with students, we work with patients, we work with the public. And there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that, and compliance is a piece of it. So I think not being overwhelmed by all of the rules, but just kind of thinking about, okay, there must be something that I need to follow here. I'm not really clear. Where do I go for assistance?
Excellent. You mentioned several resources and important information. In the past, such types of resources were available at audit.ucon.edu. But we have a new website, right?
Yes. So we're very excited to have a website that actually has the word compliance in it now. So our website is compliance.ucon.edu. And as you can imagine, it's the website for our office. Each of the offices now have their own dedicated website. And I know we link to all of them from ours. So we really are trying to build a strong resource. People are very busy, and I know it's hard to find time to make phone calls and things like that, and people just want to Google something or look it up. And so that is what we're trying to do with our website. So we have a building a library of resources of who to contact. We have a compliance matrix that we're building, you know, in terms of what's the law responsibility, and then who's responsible for it here at the university, and then who to call. We also have different educational resources. We have these podcasts. We have animated videos. We have a new email educational tool that we're using, Compliance Chatter, which I love. It's a great way to kind of get out information to our employees so they can be aware of different compliance responsibilities and policies and things like that.
Several of those resources will be linked and included along with the podcast summary that accompanies this podcast. We're going to go ahead and end here for now. And Kim, thanks again for taking time to talk to us today. And thanks to all of you for listening. Stay tuned for our next Compliance Chats. I'm Omar Andujar with the Office of University Compliance, saying until next time.